When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
I've made two notes for myself over the last week of doing Art Sound Off. And these notes were made this morning in my ETP as I had my weekly meeting with me, which we'll talk about as part of this check-in for the Art Sound Off Challenge. What were the notes? I'm looking for takeaways and running long. Stop it, is what I wrote. Let's see if I can do a Thunder Punch Daily Art Sound Off check-in without aggressively looking for some kind of moral at the end of the story. But there is a theme. There is a theme today. It's Sunday, and Sundays are planning days. Sundays are the day that I do the laundry, and I try to have a weekly meeting with myself. This is common sense stuff, right? I mean, well, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. That's why you share it, right? You share it because somebody might not think to do this kind of thing. That's why you share it. That's the moral. Oh, no, I looked for a takeaway. But yeah, it's planning day. What does that mean? It's the day where I open up my ETP, and I've been doing a different thing with my ETP this recently, and this all came by way of Anne, who is much more organized and better at categorizing information than I am. After all, that is her profession, in addition to doing cartooning. But I've been using a graph composition book and hand-drawing the different columns and everything. But then the reason being to introduce two new pages to my ETP workflow. ETP, Emergent Task Planner, davidsay.com. Links in the show notes. If you haven't heard me talk about it before, it's sort of like a day planner thing, but it's also a journaling mechanism that reveals a lot of interesting information about the way that you work. So I introduced two new pages before each week, rather. So there's like a weekly sort of overhead. Let's look at everything that's got to be done this week. We drop it all on one page. Then there's like a holding tank page. And this is where I capture reflections and notes throughout the week that inevitably will get turned into Thunder Punch Daily episodes. And then there's a day-by-day breakdown. Each page is, I've got Sunday, November 6th, Monday, November 7th. And in the right column, I've got the tasks that need to be done, at least fields for them to be entered. And on the left, on the right are where the tasks go. I think I said that. And on the left is like an hourly breakdown, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and so on, where I can enter in what tasks I'm doing and when and how much time they're taking. And that's where you get like some interesting reflection on where your time's going and how you're spending your time and how your days are stacking up in terms of what tasks that you're doing. And I even color code mine where I use different colored pens for different tasks. So like my teaching work is a red pen. My graphic novel work is a green pen. Boulder and Fleet stuff is a purple pen. Podcasting is a blue pen. And personal life is a pink pen. So then I can even do like a squint test at each day to see like, okay, where am I spending my time on what projects? So yeah, I just had my meeting and I looked at what I got for the week ahead. And I mean, the good news is that it looks like the load is going to be, I don't want to say lightened, but it's less dense. There's still a lot of stuff to do, but the cool thing I'm discovering is I don't have as many different things competing for my attention. Last week, as I looked through my ETP, there were so many different things that I was juggling that there were very few multi-hour blocks of focused attention on anything except for my classes, where like I don't have a lot of control over that. So yeah, like you'll have like a 3-hour block of like teaching, but then everything else was busted into these half hour and hour blocks, which meant that, you know, upon reflection, I don't have a lot of opportunities to get into that kind of focused flow state kind of thing that makes this, which is a really nice byproduct of doing the kind of work that I do. A lot of kinds of work offer that opportunity of focused attention. Looking at my categories for the week, it's like the only thing I had in my Boulder and Fleet column was to schedule all of the pages from the upcoming story, A Friendly Game, to Tipastic and Tumblr, which I did. Did that just this morning. Which was another planning thing. That's another one of the themes of the day is planning ahead. So, you know, if you've been listening to these Art Sound Off Thunder Punch Daily entries, last month of 2016, October 2016, I participated in the Inktober Challenge. And for the challenge, I inked a page a day for an upcoming Boulder and Fleet story. If you're on my Patreon or if you support me on Patreon, you've already read it. or if you do support me on Patreon and haven't read it, go to my Patreon because it's there waiting for you. I even made a PDF of all the pages so you can just download it and read it on your tablet. So the story's done, but I haven't released it publicly yet. And starting next Tuesday, it'll start updating for the next couple 6 months or so. So just to make sure that like that bandwidth was cleared and I don't have to think about it for the next couple months except to post it to Instagram, I went ahead and scheduled all the page updates on Tapastic and Tumblr. So dusting my hands with that. Cool. Now it's just a matter of going back and checking on comments and stuff as the pages update. Not that posting the pages takes up that much time. I don't want to get into some kind of like nutty, like uber automation scenario. It's not that big a deal to go in and check the sites, you know, once a week. And as a matter of fact, it's a nice reminder to me to attend to my personal project, right? Not just to draw it, but also to make myself available to the people who are enjoying it, if anybody is. Some people are. And then as far as, you know, the weekly meeting with myself, yeah, that's just like what I love about this new thing that Anne pointed me at with like doing like a sort of like a weekly overview is, yeah, it's a chance to take a breath and based on past weeks, because I've got, you know, I've been doing this new method for 3 or 4 weeks now. Let's see. Let's go back. What I just chronicled, or rather scheduled, week 45 ending November 12th. And I started it week 42. So yeah, this is my first, like this marks a month of me doing it this way. So I've got some data collected on like how my weeks have been shaking out and what I intended to do versus what I didn't get done. And I borrowed another method from, I think it's called Bullet List. I think it's called the Bullet List method. I'll have to double check and put that in the show notes as well. Where you mark projects' progress with a circle, an X, and a half X system. Where it's like, when a project is in progress, circle goes next to that item on the list. When it's completed, an X goes through it. But if it's been shifted to another day, you put a half X, like left of an X, sort of like a greater than symbol inside the circle. And that is a signal to me that, okay, I intended to get it done on Monday, but it had to get moved to Tuesday because I didn't have time to finish it. So I've been doing that with my sort of my weekly views as well, whereas whatever gets dropped off at the end of the week and doesn't get completed, that gets the little symbol next to it saying, like, look on the next week. I should have shifted it over there, and let's see if I took it on the next time. So I get a really good sense of how well I'm doing and everything. Now, you know, the danger is always that you spend more time preparing than doing. So I try to make my weekly check-in, my weekly meeting, only last like no more than a half hour. It shouldn't take more than that. If it does, then, you know, it's time to like evaluate how well I'm managing the stuff that I'm doing. But another nice byproduct of using this kind of a planner is that it just keeps me aware of everything I'm doing all the time so that my weekly meetings tend to not take that much time. Oh, also, I use Trello a lot for this too. So Trello has great calendar integration. If you get a free account, you get one free power-up with it, and I use the calendar power-up, which is like an add-on feature where you can schedule dates and times to different items on your Trello board, and then it even integrates with Google Inbox, which is what I use for my email. So I get email notifications and I get calendar notifications when things are done. So I'm always like a click away or a page away from looking at what's happening in the week, what I need to get done. But yeah, you don't want to overplan. You don't want to plan so much that you're not actually doing stuff. But the planning allows me to have the bandwidth to focus and do the stuff, which is what I was talking about recently with this whole accountability thing. Okay, time for me to get out of here. ArtSoundOff.com, everybody. This is what this daily update thing is all about. The ArtSoundOff hashtag on Twitter. Me and a bunch of people are doing a whole bunch of daily check-ins on audio. And who am I? Jersey Drozd, cartoonist and teaching artist, boulderandfleet.com, Jersey on Twitter. And then please do go check out the Lean Into Art Patreon page, patreon.com/leanintoart, to support the show and make it more sustainable. And I'll be back soon with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
In today's story, Skeletor was looking for a shortcut, a quick way to riches and power. You may know some people like that, always looking for the quick way to get ahead of everybody else. Well, it doesn't work that way. The people who succeed are the ones who work for what they want. So don't be fooled by those who say they have a sure thing. There's always a catch to it. Don't sell yourself short. The right way is the best way. Until later.